Team's up and about for a Thursday here on the Rush Hour. We've had a big show. We've got a big, 2 hours coming your way, family. We're going to catch up with Brody Smith from the Adelaide Crows. Sodas will join us. There's a big announcement coming out of Mark Soderstrom's mouth, which we didn't sign off on.
No.
And Tom Rockcliffe, we'll see him down in Tasmania somewhere, milking the system, ripping up for the local clubs for cashies. But Bernie Vince, hello to you.
Hello,
Greg
Jazz.
Lord, hello to you.
Hello,
Emma G, hello to you. Adelaide,
hi,
hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Hello, hello, hello back. What's now, on the show, Jazz?
I just told you we got on the show. You listen.
That's what you say
every
time.
We had a good day at the Highway Inn with the Heart to Heart for the Heart Foundation. Well, it was a very, very good day.
Yeah, the build-up was about 2 or 3 weeks, wasn't it? We've had we met a lot of people down there today, had their heart tested.
Yep.
Did you get yours done?
Yes, I did.
Bern, you got yours done?
And I'm mortified.
I think Emma got we all got them done, didn't we?
I did get mine done, and you know what she said to me?
What?
That she's never seen the result I got, which is I have the heart age of under 35. So
that's not bad.
Pretty happy 45. With that. No, it was really great. Really great lunch. Yep.
So we had a good lunch, didn't we, for Heart to Heart, and we heard from Dean Wallace and Darren Lehman about their experiences.
Yeah. Both
spoke beautifully, actually.
Dean, I've heard a bit about Bush one, but I didn't know about Dean Wallace's, and that was a bit of an eye opener, wasn't it? The room was just dead silent.
Absolutely.
How well did he speak?
Yeah, beautifully.
Good Darren Lehman too. Spoke beautifully until he runs with the gag all the time about
he
how tired. That's the only thing.
You are.
That's the only because I'm clean as. That's the only thing you can go with. But well done to everyone involved and Triple M for getting on board. It was great.
Well played. It was good that Boof dressed up for it though, wasn't it? Like he was unshaven.
He had his shirt out.
He was on a golf trip, so he didn't really want to be speaking. Mm. What he said was good, but he didn't really want to be there, did he?
Now, Bern, culling down there. Oh, look, there's big footy news going around
everywhere.
We speak. Obviously, Leon Cameron has suddenly quit the GWS senior coaching position. I'm still trying to work out why after round 8?
Yeah.
But you said he caught up with their committee on Tuesday. So something would have been told to Leon Cameron that there's no gig next year.
Well, they've obviously caught up, like he said, and they've said you're not going to be coaching any further than this year, but would like to see or like you to see the season out. But he's in that position. Rarely do coaches ever stay for the full. Sometimes they say, oh, yeah, no, I'll do it. And then a couple of weeks in, they're like, nah. Because you lose the passion for it, Jazz. You would not be giving 100% like you're giving now, knowing that you're building something up for someone else to take over. Naturally, your heart's not in it. So I totally understand what he's done. Gives an opportunity for McVay to stand up and
the interim
and
coach.
Gives them a lot of time to get the next coach right. So I agree. I think he did it beautifully. Mm. I listened to the last half of his press conference. Mm. He spoke beautifully. He really did. But I reckon
he's a good man, Leon Cameron.
Yeah, he's a fantastic.
Hopefully, he's not lost the footy now. I'd be jumping at him as an assistant. Adelaide.
We're culling down there. Nixie. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Six changes.
Well, brutal. So,
six. Give me some names that are in.
These have been confirmed. So these are the ins. McHenry, Rowe, Smith comes back from that head knock. Strawn in.
Yeah.
Fogarty and Saligo. We've had three confirmed outs, but there's a few others that we think are out. Lachie Murphy out, obviously injured with that neck. Riley O'Brien's definitely out. Dropped, and we're hearing Gallant as well.
Right.
But some questionable ones that aren't confirmed yet. Hearing Cook, Scholl, Schomburg, and Frampton possibly.
Wow.
So that's massive
that's
changes.
A good statement
six
by
confirmed,
the coach. Yep.
But they were putrid last week. So they're good statement.
Good.
I like it.
Better.
Like it.
Good to see Strawn leading the ruck.
Jimmy Rowe back in, Jars.
I don't want to say too much.
Yes.
But I'm just excited he'll get an opportunity.
Yeah, because he's obviously been in, but he's sub. So.
But anyway, and Darcy Fogarty flagging the ground against the Brisbane Lions.
Let's go,
this
Darcy.
This is it, Darcy.
Come on, boy.
Yes, Greg.
Hey, just quickly too, the state contract lists are coming out at the moment as we speak. Tasmania have released theirs. No Tim Payne.
What?
Right? So Tim Payne's career appears
to be retired. Is he retired or is they just
over? Well, I think that's the way it was headed anyway.
He's done.
Okay. So,
anyway. Yeah. Hey, lads, the Adelaide Crows do have a very important game against the Brisbane Lions. And one man, he's back. Obviously, had a spell last week. Saw some stars.
Yeah.
He obviously saw an alien when he got knocked out because that was probably the mark of the year.
Yeah, it was.
If he held on to it.
He did.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
Brody Smith joins us from the Adelaide Crows. Good afternoon, bro.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Have you been nominated for that? Because that was a terrific mark before you saw the stars.
No, so I've spent all week writing out a please explain to the AFL, so no nomination, unfortunately.
You won the boots, though, on the bounce.
You did,
I got you over the line there.
Yeah, you looked after me there, but I'm yet to see them, so I don't know if they've been on eBay or what's going on there.
Actually, I've only used them twice. I did the edges the other day. Got grass and shit all over them. But hey,
Brody's boots.
Nah, they last forever, they say. So just a couple of wears is all right, bro.
I borrowed them as well.
Yeah, I mowed the lawn today, so I could have used them. That's the only time I wear them.
Good boy.
Hey, big selection news. Big Rob out of the side. Was that a surprise or did you see that coming?
Well, he's obviously been out of form and he'll be the first to admit that. But Big Sean, he's been playing some good footy in the SANFL for a couple of years now. And we know how good Rob is at his best. He's so important to us. And yeah, unfortunately for him and for us, he's just been a little bit out of touch. But Sean, he gets his chance.
Hey, Brody, you've had concussion issues as a couple of times and missed the last game. What's the update with Paul Seedsman, mate? Because he's obviously been out for a long time. Is he on the improve?
Yeah, he is. He's been doing a little bit of work in Melbourne. Obviously, he's got family back there. That's where he's from. So he's spending a bit of time there as well. But all the news is that he is improving and seeing some good signs. But it's obviously a pretty slow process for him. And his health comes first before any footy.
We'll start with last week. How was the review against Carlton, and in particular that third quarter? Where are the improvement areas, or what did you highlight as an improvement area?
Well, the positive for me was I got to sit back and knew that I wasn't going to be in any clips, but it was more about defence, and we've focused on our contest for probably the last month now, and that was okay, still room for improvement, but it was more around our defence and Carlton's ability to just move the ball through us and kick some really easy goals, which was disappointing. So it was more about getting back to our system and playing together as a team on defence.
Brode, you'll be back in this week against the Brisbane Lions, second best side in the competition. What will we see? What's going to be the DNA on Saturday against this very powerful football side from the Adelaide Crows?
Yeah, well, still that contest I talked about. That'll always be the focus, that if you don't win the contest, you make it hard for yourself to win the game. And they've obviously got a lot of quality on the footy and around the footy as well. So if we don't get that right, they'll cut us up. So yeah. We'll focus on our contest, and then when the game slowed down, about our team D and how we work together.
Hey, we saw Haitley spend a bit of time on Cripps. Didn't really work out that well. Are you going to go after someone? Are you going to go after Lachie Neale in ripping form? We haven't seen a hard tag from Adelaide for a long time. We're going to send a good message.
Yeah, like that, Ben.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be a bit of a team effort as well. And we tried with Cripps last week, but his form's just unbelievable. It was impressive to watch him go about it with Jacko hanging on to him, and he's still able to play such a good game of footy. So, I think Jacko, you may get a role again, and then we've got, you know, guys like Barry and that can go as well and play that defensive role. And I won't say Lady because he'll just be chasing the footy like he does.
He couldn't defend himself in court, that bloke.
he knows Lockie pretty well, so hopefully he's got a few sledges he might be able to get in his head.
Maybe Keezy. Maybe Keezy could go after him as well.
Yeah, Keezy as well. He's done the job. So really anyone but Lady could probably have a crack at him.
Anyone in the whole team but Lady.
Hey, North Melbourne's been in the news for, you know, their coach gave them a spray a few weeks ago now. What about Nixie? Surely in the years that he's been here with you guys, has he ever let loose at you boys?
Yeah, there's been some good ones. I think you saw on the Amazon doco, there was a good one in there to the mids about packing your bags if you don't want to defend. So he's definitely got it in him. And I've had a couple come down the phone on the bench as well that are pretty nasty. So when he gets going, he can give a good spray, Nixie.
Now, your dad, Gordo, he had his 60th other day. Complete carry-on.
Yeah.
Too many photos on whatever it's called, Facebook, Instagram.
Turner stopped texting me after 1 a.m.
And just some of the reptiles that were at his party. It was almost like it was the security that was needed to kick
like
people out. No one left.
Yeah, Vince Senior, Wright Senior, Jacob Senior, all the old crew from early days at the footy club. But yeah, we had training the next day, so I was sober just watching the carnage happen around me. It was a big bar tab, and I can see why, because blokes were dropping left, right, and centre.
Oh, jeez!
Hey, please tell me everyone made it through. There's no one in hospital.
No, I don't know if you got any inside word, but Gordo made it through
just
slowing up too.
I had triple O dialed in, but didn't have to press call. Thankfully,
speed dial at that show.
Brody, all the best. It's good to see you back in the Crows jumper this week against it's a very important game for the football club against a very powerful side. So thanks for your time, mate, and get through the game without getting yourself knocked out.
Yeah, cheers, boys.
There he is, Brody Smith from the Adelaide Crows, up and about. Good to see him back in the side.
Yeah, that is.
And this is the Rush Hour, and good to see you. And thanks to all our family out there that listened to that 7-minute interview.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
No worries.
Jazz has completely lost it, man.
I'm fatigued.
The guys have just come back from a long lunch at the Highway for Triple M's Heart to Heart. To find out more about what's coming up at the Highway, head to highway.com.au.
Mm, the lunch was a bit very longer good. For some others. Mm. But,
that was good. Good day. Well done to everyone involved. Nah, very good. Everyone turning up. So get your heart checked.
Yes. Mm. And get your mates to get their heart checked too, not just yours. So, great day. Now.
Yes, Ben, what do you got?
Yesterday, we did the NAPLAN test.
We did well.
Well, which
we did pretty well. 100%. I thought we did pretty well. We did the year three test.
I thought we all passed.
You did the year three test and you did all pass.
Year threes, fives and sevens.
And nines.
And nines, is it?
All across the country sit the test. And
why do they do it, G?
Well, it's like standardised testing across the whole country to sort of see where everyone's at.
See where each school's
and
at.
And we all passed. That was good. It was really fun. I was surprised, our attention...
After dissecting the segment again, that there was some dishonesty with one of our members in this group.
Yeah.
Mm. Hey. And, well, Jars, you swore that you didn't cheat, so it can't be you. Greg? No. Did you any cheating or any?
No.
Gee, well, she was the teacher, so she couldn't cheat. Jars,
you're fessing up.
Did anyone have access to the questions?
No. No one.
Did you print them off and?
I had one copy printed and it was on my desk during the day.
Can this be accessed online anywhere? Can they print them off?
Yes, but they'd have to go searching pretty hard for them.
Would any of these team members out of us three have the potential to be able to do that?
Given your technical skills, I'd say no.
So.
Where are we going with this,
time
mate?
To fess up. Did you cheat, Jazz?
What are you giggling? What are the three pillars of this show?
Yeah. Honesty, respect, and passion.
Right.
Because it came to our attention, well, you burst out with an answer before we'd even asked the question.
Which word in this sentence is a noun?
Oh. Playground?
Uh-oh.
Why do you know the answers? Do you have them in front of you? He's cheating. The only person that said playground was me. I asked if I could go to the playground.
I don't have anything.
I'm the only one with the questions.
No, but I don't.
The question is, what is the noun in this sentence? The playground is noisy. And yes, you're right.
Well, that's it. But you burn.
You cheated.
So normally when you're cheating, you wait for the question to be asked before you answer it. Now, it just came to our attention and Bluey was all over it. Have a look at the photo on your phone.
Do you recognise, firstly, that cover? Whose phone is it?
Who's that brown?
It's Tony's.
Whose phone is it?
Tony, my mate Tony. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so you're using the cover at the moment. Yeah. But it's your phone. And what, if I zoom in?
Yeah. Zoom in.
What's the photo of Bluey? Taken a photo of my sheet with the answers.
There it is. He's taken a photo of a year three test. He's had to check.
And he's even
year three
circled playground.
Jars, I'm so disappointed in you.
What's his punishment, teacher?
Well.
You can't punish me on that.
Well, I can.
Because our producer, Ben, told me to do it.
No.
That's what all the kids say.
He told me to do it.
Oh, it wasn't me.
It was him.
I'm just going to put my teacher hat on for a second. And you've really disappointed me, Jars. I expected more from you. As punishment, going to have to.
What am I
going to
do now?
Well, you're going to have to resit.
He's resitting.
Yes, it's on.
Here we go. And this time I've accessed the year nine NAPLAN test. So it's a little bit more difficult. Let's see how you go. This is the numeracy test.
I can start with year five.
When keeping horses, 1 hectare of land is recommended for every 2 horses.
Yeah.
How many hectares of land will be needed for 8 horses?
So this is the year five.
16 hectares.
This is the year five question, yeah.
16.
Shit. 1 hectare.
Correct. Would one of the other of this team like to answer the question?
No, I'm not going anywhere. It's all yours, Jazz.
Well, it's 8.
Okay. No, it's not. 1 hectare is needed for every 2 horses. So if you've got 8 horses, you need
4 acres. 4 hectares.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Question 2.
Okay. This is going well.
Grace is 16 years old.
Yep.
Mark is 5 years more than twice Grace's age. How old is Mark?
Oh, yeah. Got that one.
That's 36.
Boom, boom. What is it? One more.
Close.
One more.
37. Oh, Louis, all over
that
it.
That was my heart age today, 37.
Not for 2.
Okay.
Year 9.
Next question.
God.
No, this is year 5, Jazz.
No, it's year 9, isn't it?
It's year 5. She changed it to 5.
Look, I got some from 5, some from 7, some from 9. But I, yeah. Paul is playing a guess my number game. He gives these clues about his number. My number has 2 digits. My number is a square number. Do you know what that is, Jazz? My number is divisible by 2 and 9. What is Paul's number?
Oh,
this is a good one.
Is this what they do in maths?
Yeah. This is a year 7 one. So 2 digits.
Yep.
It's a square number, right? Which means it's either like 2 times 2 or 3 times 3 or 4 times 4 or 5 times 5. And it's divisible by 2 and 9.
2 and 9.
Jeez. Louis got it. Louis got it.
You haven't got it, Blue. Can I pass, miss?
What is it? Have a guess.
Ben, do you know?
Nah.
Well, none of you know, but...
Oh, I didn't really pay attention. I
would never...
Okay, it's 36. Last question.
How am I going to get that?
I was going to say 18, actually.
I had 18 in my head, but then it didn't work with the square number.
Okay, last question. What is the value of X? If 3 divided by 2x plus 4 equals 2x minus
1. Oh, come on, Greg.
Is this year
7?
That's
in the year 9 test.
Is this
what
these poor kids are doing?
What
about just doing the buddy times table?
What don't you ask Blue how much his X cost him?
You fail year 9, Jars.
More than X. I'm fair dinkum dunce.
60 seconds on the clock, $1,000 up for grabs. 10 questions stand between you and the cash.
I need more cash.
It's the Rush Hour's $1,000 Minute.
Well, let's say hello to Michael from Woodville. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hi, good afternoon. How you going, Jazz, Bluey, Bernie?
Going all right, mate.
G'day, Mick.
Big Eagles fan, are you, being in Woodville?
Oddly enough, I'm a Centrals man. Doggies.
Doggies. Jeez. Doggies, man.
We're not doing too well.
No, but we won it about 20 years in a row, though, didn't we?
Yeah, you're in 20 in a row.
Had a good run there for a while.
Mate, 10 questions, 60 seconds, say pass, and we'll take your first answer. Have a bit of fun with it, mate, and listen carefully, and all the best, Michael.
Cheers. Thanks, guys.
Number one, Greg.
Dejan Vasiljevic plays for which NBL club?
Pass.
Borussia Dortmund is a soccer team based in which country?
Germany.
The Las Vegas Aces are a team that play what sport?
Ice hockey.
Southpaw, starring Jake Gyllenhaal, is a movie based around which sport?
Boxing.
The W with Shani and Sam is a sports podcast that discusses all things what?
Oh, can you repeat that? Sorry.
Shani and Sam's a podcast that discusses what?
Women's football?
Strike, spare and gutter are all terms used in which game?
Bowling.
Which of the following is not a sumo wrestling immortal? Oh. Konishiki, Taka Miami Diogo or Andrew Jarman?
I have to say Andrew Jarman.
In diving, one of the heights of the diving boards is 10 metres. How high in feet is that approximately?
That's hard.
It's a net plan.
Oh, 30.
Yes.
Good guess.
Good effort, Mick. That's tough.
I'll give that one.
You're going to give it G?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it
it's
to Mick.
It's close enough.
Benny, they were ridiculous questions.
Oh, changed. Idiot. Should have kept
they
G's questions.
I know. I
all right, G, let's check the scoreboard, please.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
He got 6. That's very good. Yep.
Well done, Michael. We're going to give you a $100 Faster Pasta voucher. All your favourites, all delicious, and all in one place. Faster Pasta.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care, Michael. Mate. Well done. All the best. Now, number one, please, Gregory.
Yeah, Dejan Vasiljevic.
What was
plays
that?
You just heard me. Plays for which NBL club? They won it last night, the Sydney Kings.
3-0. Yeah. Beat the Jumpin' Jack Flashes in Tassie. Whitewash. Number three, please, Greg.
The Las Vegas Aces are a team that play what sport? Basketball.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah, it's either basketball or baseball.
And what about number five, Greg, which you slaughtered?
The W. Well, he got
that.
Which one?
He got that.
Yeah. So
that
women's football.
Yeah, that was it. We only gave eight questions.
It was a bit slow.
That went quick. Oh, because the questions. Look how long the questions are.
Look at some of these names that we had to read out. Yeah. Borussia Dortmund, Seljovic.
Konnichiwa.
Takamiyama de
Gregorio. Great effort, Michael. We'll do it again tomorrow, just after 4:30.
Veselovic, Dijon. Dijon's a source.
I reckon.
Veselovic.
I reckon Jars would be good at sumo, though. Not an immortal.
Now, the Triple M family, we have to listen to them. Without them, we don't survive. And they've piled on regarding the quiz questions.
Yeah, they
boom,
have.
Boom. What's there's, the text well, line saying?
There's a little bit of feedback.
Feedback?
For all of us here. This is from Timmy Stewart.
Timmy.
Shit quiz, too hard. Give the family a chance to win it, you morons.
Here, here. No, yeah. And Timmy, mate, it's a fair. And our producer, Benny, the
take
German,
that on board.
He's done that.
And what did we say? We said exactly the same
good
thing.
Boy.
Actually,
correct.
We said a few
what
more.
What else is there, Boom Boom?
That pronunciation of Borussia Dortmund was disgusting, Bernie. Well, how do you say it?
Yeah.
Borussia Dortmund.
Who said it? Did he leave a name and
didn't see.
Well, maybe just leave your name and give us a ring.
And it's pronunciation.
No.
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
Boom. Well, I say pronunciation.
Hey, and what about when I got stitched up for cheating on the nap plan yesterday?
Yeah.
And then G gave me another test.
Ridiculous question.
Which I failed.
Yeah. You did. Disney
you were none from four.
But the last question has stumped everyone.
Well, it's pretty hard.
What is it? It's algebra.
I can't believe this is in the E9 nap plan. It's 3 over 2x plus 4 equals 2x minus 1.
Mm. Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. If you know the answer, text us. 0488 51047
if the
you're
equation.
Yeah.
Hey, another nice one here from today. Hey, guys, congrats. I think it's meant to be an S on there. On your heart-to-heart awareness. My name is Adrian of Royal Park. I've had 3 close calls. I must thank those nurses in cardio at QEH. They took very good care of me. Thank you.
Beautiful, Adrian.
Excellent.
Great
well
text.
Done.
Yeah.
We're surprised Triple M still let this man in the building.
We know your influence was huge and you've stolen Jordan Dawson.
Yeah.
Dawson.
I want to rock!
He never gets anything right.
Ash Barty is on court this morning against 25th seed Caroline Muchova.
Radio just doesn't agree with him.
But he's only 20 years old, and to be able to do that is just phenomenal.
He butchers everything he touches.
Power to come on. The 2 Port
Adelaide. On Triple M, it's our boss, Matt O'Reilly's mate, Tom Rockliffe.
Yes. G'day, Rock. Welcome from Tasmania. You're on the Rush Hour Live all around the world. Welcome.
How are we?
Mate, you cooked the Port Adelaide song. What's going on?
Destroyed everything.
That was the first time I think I was on the show back in 2018 with Charles and Louis. How things have changed, but not many things have changed because Jars still can't talk properly.
Oh, don't talk, mate. Don't you start throwing the same.
He's trying first.
You've destroyed the English language.
Deflect.
Speaking of speaking.
Yeah, what else
Stephen
you got?
Caviglio's just wondering.
Oh. How in the hell you're still doing radios beyond me?
Well, it's not about what you know, Jar. Sometimes it's about who you know. You know that.
Oh, hey, man. Rock, Tassie, what are you doing down there?
I'm getting absolutely pissed on at the moment. It's fucking about to go out and do a junior clinic and then a senior clinic and then a sporty night for Port Adelaide and GFG down in Georgetown.
Jeez.
And it is bucketing down.
Jeez, got a few cashies lined up, obviously. It's just a cashie trip, is it?
Is it?
Oh, a little bit. It's a little bit of a fill the pocket sort of scenario, Bern. You know what that's like. I'm still waiting for Jars to take me out to... Which pub's he at now? He's been through half of Adelaide pub. He said we had a 40.
You've used that line that many times, Greg.
Dead set legend on Saturday. There's going to be a special investigation into someone at Triple M.
Oh.
So they've gone, a few things have reared their heads. Not sure if any of you boys are involved, but it's certainly worth listening to. I think BT was really good last week with his content.
Nah, he's since apologised, so that's okay. This isn't retaliation, is it, from anything that's happened over maybe on the rush hour?
I doubt it. I'm not sure many people listen to the rush hour, so
Not sure anyone. Oh, actually, I listened to the podcast on the way down. It had to be edited, I believe, Jars, because when you finished your quiz yesterday, what did you say about G?
Oh, did they edit it out? Oh, thank God. No.
Did they get out? Did the family hear that? Jars thought he got that shut down.
Yeah.
What did you want to do?
Wrong word.
Jars has thought a few things have been shut down in the past that slipped through on air, hasn't it?
Just didn't come out quite right, Rocky.
No.
Now, what about your gig tonight? Are you a little bit worried? Because I'm hearing that ticket sales are very, very slow.
Very average.
There's no ticket sales. It's juniors all here, so I don't see superstars like myself very often. So I brought a couple of lesser names down with me. I brought Brett Ebert down and Gavin Wanganeen, so they can sort of stand in my shadow. A bit like the boys on Saturday morning, but there is a big announcement coming. There's a big
plenty of room.
Reasonable.
Get all the kids in there too.
A reasonable. They might stand behind me so they don't get rained on and blown away. But there is a big announcement Monday, is that right? Is that what I heard yesterday?
No, there is.
Bluey's nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you haven't been told?
Oh, wow.
Now, before we let you go, obviously, we're promoting where you're at the moment, but you went on a function on Saturday with the Triple M team, and you absolutely embarrassed yourself in the inch of your life.
Turned into bloody a millionaire, didn't you, at one stage?
What the hell are you doing, embarrassing yourself in front of our own staff?
Thought he was Elon Musk.
No, I was a little bit like Alan off The Hangover. It's sort of...
You found a kid. Much.
But anything could have happened on Saturday night. We had a good day. I had a couple of horses run Jars, and they both saluted, and, we had full pockets at one stage. Right, but... big news over there with Leon Cameron. I think you'll have the scoop, Jars, for who's going to coach. You normally get the coaching scoops, right, don't you?
Who's going to coach, Jars? Hey. Who's the front runner?
I can't say.
Hey, we'll say it. You
no,
always
well,
do.
I can't say that. Yeah.
We said that Clarko bought a house in Westlake a couple of weeks ago. He bought one in
Western
Sydney.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't drop that, Marl. That was Ditz, Ruin, Ditz.
He's bought one in Parramatta.
All the best in Tassie, mate, and we'll see you again.
Nah, in all seriousness, thanks for having me, and you did a great job today there, Boyle reports it. But seriously, at that lunch, it's a credit to everyone at Triple M for putting that together, the heart to heart. So well done, and thanks for having me, and I'll see you during the week.
Any golf down there while you're there? Pack the clubs?
No, there's it's actually bucking out there, so I don't even want to go out there for training at the moment.
Well, you're allowed to play in the rain, mate.
Yeah.
It's a winter sport. Thanks for the abusive messages while I was trying to play golf on Saturday as well.
You had
three beers and you get abusive. You're one of those blokes.
Turns into Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Did he really?
Anyway.
Bluey, we know that you don't play golf in the rain, and I've heard what happens after you have two little Chardonnays.
Oh.
You're anyone.
He's better say goodbye. That's Tom Rockcliffe on the Rush Hour.
Yeah.
See you, Rock.
He's cracking himself up.
He's laughing.
Just quickly, the Rush Hour will have a big announcement on Monday.
Big announcement.
We can't say too much.
No, what time? Are we going to name the time? Is there going to be a full...
It might be between,
security.
4 and 4 to 5 on Monday.
We'll need security after.
So it's a bit of a big announcement.
Where's the back door from here?
I don't want to say too much.
Lots of people are asking questions now, aren't they?
Can you give us a clue of what it's about?
It involves Jars.
No. It's an announcement coming your way.
Okay.
Now, some cricket news, Greg, because up next we're going to talk about some footy. There's a lot happening around. You're going to tell the Crows have culled about 6 players and who's coming in for the Adelaide Crows too. So you'll do that up
Big
next.
Big names.
Greg?
One of my ex-teammates, Graham Manu, of course, he was South Australian. Married. Remember Tams and Lewis,
the
800-metre runner, 1,500-metre?
What's he got?
He is the new GM of Cricket Victoria.
Have you received a phone call?
What's that?
Have you received a phone call from him?
No, why?
No,
I sent him a message. No, I said, mate, it's a great job, but the only thing is you've got to work with Victorians from now on. And it is official. Ange Postecoglou, Celtic have clinched the title. So last time we spoke about Ange, they were basically there, weren't they? But they drew overnight and they've done it. So well done, Ange. Great story, that.
You don't whistle on radio live on
I'm celebrating.
What are we? Dogs, are we?
I'm celebrating.
Get me
whistling.
Now, don't forget support
get
Adelaide.
Over.
Get Adelaide United this week, all right? We're playing
Elimination.
Elimination Hindmarsh. Yeah. So we want to fill out
who
the
we
stadium.
Playing, Jazz?
We are taking on. We are taking on.
Leave him. Don't say anything.
Greg, we're taking on Western United.
Again.
Are we or not?
No.
We played them on the week.
Look it up.
They hadn't okay. Anyway, I tried to ring Carl Veer yesterday, but he didn't return.
You don't even know who they're playing, mate. He's not taking your call.
Okay, but anyway, let's get around him, mate.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, up next, we've got some footy goss.
Yep, and the guys are going to catch up with Soda before 5:30 as well. It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with you till 6, and you can get in touch with the guys on the text line 0488 51047. All thanks to Automasters. Next time you hit the brakes, think about the last time you had them checked.
Western United.
If you can't remember, it's been too long. Call 1300 Automasters.
Oh, good stuff. Now, obviously, a bit of footy news happening around, but the Adelaide Crows have wielded the axe. Burn, you've got some names that have come in and some names that may be playing, having a weekend off because there's no sample footy, but Nixie's on the warpath.
Yeah, the official team hasn't been named yet.
Not
but
yet.
Three confirmed outs. Lachie Murphy hasn't come up with a neck.
Mm.
O'Brien obviously dropped, been in the headlines, and Gallant out. Potentially these guys as well, though. Ooh. Cook, Scholl, Schoenberg and Frampton.
Oh, dear.
Just waiting to see. But all the ins, some exciting ins. McHenry, Rowe, Brodie Smith comes back.
Yep.
Strawn gets an opportunity in the ruck.
Yep.
Fogarty back in and Saligo. So,
Greg?
Well,
good ins.
Fog. How's Fog been going in the sand for?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Not
he's
dominating.
One that can play better up a level.
Yeah. Yeah,
which
okay,
can
Greg.
Happen. So I just like seeing him get his opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he tries hard. And he's done everything right, which is frustrating for him at the moment, I think. So
and I'm keen to have another look at Saligo Jars because he played that
like
first
him.
Game and then
like
went out of the side. So be good to have another.
Well,
look.
Nixie's making a very strong statement to his players.
Yep.
Start to play well.
Yeah.
And play the way I want you to play. Otherwise...
I like this, Jazz.
Yeah.
I like
we said this. He needed to make a statement.
Because it's not only for these guys going out of the team. It's for everyone around them.
Correct.
They have to get their backyard clean as well because they know that their mates have just gone out, so they could be next. Mm. So what that does in a team is it sharpens everyone up a little bit, which is can be... Well,
it's
not can
want.
Be. It is great for the team.
Greg, Leon Cameron suddenly quit AFL football as a senior coach.
He did. It surprised a lot of people.
Well,
he was under the pump, wasn't he? Because his contract was up at the end of the year. But I applaud Leon Cameron the way he's gone
but
about
Greg,
it.
It's like, still there's still 14 weeks of football left.
Yeah, so what? He obviously figured out he was a dead man walking. So why stay in the job?
Yep.
Give the club maximum time to find the right person to coach your club. And as Bernie said in the first hour, like why... Even if he thought he could do a good job, his heart's probably not going to be in it. And I think, you know, if he's not going to do it next year, then give it to someone else. Give them experience. McVay's going to take over,
Mark,
for the rest of the season. So he spoke very well in the press conference. He really did.
And here he is on why he quit.
It's a mutual decision between myself and the footy club. I've been here for just short of 10 years and you assess where you're going. So on Tuesday when I caught up with Dave, we said I think the time's right to have a bit of breathing space for the club to look for its next coach because it's not a one-year appointment. The next coach will be a 3 or 4 year appointment and I've been here for 10 years and it's a tough job and it can wear you down and I know people will speculate what that decision is, but I'm really proud to say that's a joint decision between coach and the club.
Jesus,
selfless.
Spoke well.
Selfless.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he's
a ripping fella. Cameron.
Yeah. All the best,
I actually met with the Giants before I went to Melbourne. Caught up with him at the airport. Yeah.
Interesting.
Too many
Nathan Buckley's name. So we're going to get all the names thrown back in the hat. James Hurd's been mentioned, but I don't think the AFL will sign off on that as a senior coach.
Hmm. There's no rule saying he can't.
No,
is there?
Not at all. Not at all. But I reckon that.
The AFL, how much of a say would the AFL have on
the
next
franchise?
Coach?
Oh, a lot.
Well, it is
their franchise,
but it's not funding it. They shouldn't make the decision, but they will, won't they?
Clarko.
They'll have a say on it.
Adam Uze, which you were big raps for.
Mm. Adam Uze's a star.
Mm. So anyway.
Can I just play another grab from Leon Cameron? Because I loved it. This is what he said.
We're a really honest club and that's why we're sitting here today. You know, we don't hide anything. We don't sit around and say, okay, what will the media think if we don't tell the truth? We tell the truth all the time. And that's part of our coaching philosophy. It's part of our staff philosophy. We have good conversations, tough, hard, fair.
Now, they are a very well-respected club and that's why.
Yep.
And I reckon all organisations can learn from that as well, whether it's, you know, Cricket Australia, whether it's the Crows, whether it's the Port.
Rush hour.
If it needs to be said, just say it.
Rush hour NAPLAN test. Well said. That could probably...
Now, our brekkie show this morning, Ditz had Tommy Jonas in the studio. Obviously, we love our boy Tommy Jonas doing a terrific job.
Why didn't he ever come in with us?
I don't think he likes his bird.
Yeah, well, that's fair. Not many do, so
he loves Ditz because they're Port Adelaide. Mm. But Carl Amon's name won't go away regarding going back to Melbourne next year. He's 26 years old, unrestricted free agent. This is what Ditz asked Tom Jonas this morning on brekkie.
Got a rumour. I don't know if it's unfair to ask you this right now or not, but we have to, really. You're the captain of the club.
Shoot.
One of your star players, I think, has been offered a 5-year deal by a big Melbourne club.
Are you going to name name or are you just...
Well, I don't think it'd surprise anybody, but it's Carl Amon.
Yeah, I mean, those rumours have been circling, and when you're an unrestricted free agent and you're a Melbourne boy, that's perfectly natural, but, you know, he's playing really well at the moment, yep. So it's a long year, things change, but I'm really confident in what Carl's delivered our group, and I love having Carl in our group. And
yep.
If it came to a point where, you know, he said, well, what can you offer me, then we'd have that chat, but right now, we don't need to have that because he's a Port Adelaide player.
Yep. Well, let's hope he stays.
Oh, big call for a player that was dropped earlier in the year in a team that was zipping five.
Nah, he's going home.
5 years is a long time. The good thing for Port Adelaide is the compensation pick is judged on length of contract and size. So 5 years has put you in the top echelon. Mm. It's just now the figures. If those figures... big.
Well, what are we paying for Carl Amon?
Would be a lot less than what he's probably going to get. But he'll probably get around 650 to 750,
over a five-year period.
That would put you in the height. So they'll get maybe an end of first-round pick or start of the early second-round pick, which is pretty good compensation.
Well, St Kilda are all over him at the moment.
And what Port Adelaide will do, this is in discussions with Saints, whether they trade for him or they actually let him go to free.
Interesting,
free agent,
isn't it? So, Hawthorn, Melbourne and the Carlton Footy Club are also in
Melbourne.
Amon, but he'd go to St Kilda.
If he wants to play in a successful side, I'll be going to Melbourne.
Well, chaps, I think it's time we caught up with Channel 7 sports presenter, former North Adelaide, Sturt, Glenelg, Sandford player.
Jeez, anyone who didn't play?
He hosts just about every major function in South Australia. He struts around the streets of Adelaide with his plums hanging out, but he joins us, Mark Sodas from On The Rush Hour. G'day, Sodas, welcome.
Oh, Rush Hour brothers, how are you, boys? Rush
Hour brothers. I like this. Where are we heading here? Are you going to join us?
I just thought that you three are like little triplets. three monkeys.
We don't look the same, do we?
Musketeers or...
We're musketeers, are we?
You hear no evil, speak no evil.
See no evil.
Exactly. How are you, boys? All good?
Hey, some big news.
What's going on?
Yes.
You're joining the Triple M footy call team, I hear, Soda. That's exciting.
Hello.
Oh, jeez, Jazz, they must be running low. You're scraping the bottom of the barrel, are they? I got a phone call from your boss, Matto, and he said, you want to call some footy? And I said, I think you've got the wrong number, mate.
Hey, most stations let mistakes slide, but you know the Triple M footy call team is brutal. You need thick skin. You ready?
No, I understand
you
that.
You ready
Certainly understand that. Big crew too, you know. Roo, what about Silk, 400 gamer,
yes.
And then of course Ditz, the head honcho there. So a little intimidating to rock into that little team, but looking forward to it. Got any advice?
Who's on the boundary? Because it is a tough
not
gig.
You,
I mean,
I'll
I've,
tell you.
I've I sort of handed
you ruined it.
It's a tough gig, is it?
But
say three
so
things a game.
So who's doing it? Tom Rockcliffe, surely not Biggles.
No,
he's gone from caller to the boundary. Is that right?
It's the Biggles. I think is calling the Crows game. We're doing the North Melbourne Port Adelaide game, the Tassie game. So I think we've got Caitlin Berry on the boundary line down there from Tassie.
All right. Is this for the rest of the season, Soda?
Just a little one-off.
No, I don't know. Okay. I don't know about this. This is an audition.
There's something brewing
Something's
here.
Going on.
You can tell
I reckon
by that.
Biggins has been shafted to the inch of his life.
Oh, he went from caller.
We've got to talk about
reflect
this.
Back.
Yeah.
He's gone from caller, almost number one
doing
caller in his head. To specials, to sort of second-hand specials, to boundary,
and
to...
Well, maybe just taking the car park tickets out the front.
Oh.
Grassroots footy. Do they need callers?
Biggles, hard. Of course, Biggles doing a wonderful job on the Channel 7 Central call as well, boys. I've got to say, the Patrick Swayze lookalike, a little heavy on the pancake makeup too.
Hey, you mentioned a few of the team. Who are you most looking forward, single one out, most looking forward to calling with? Because there is some big names in there, and you can't say yourself.
No.
Well, certainly, you've got Roo, obviously, on the specials, alongside Sean Burgoyne there. But what a recruit he's been.
Yeah, brilliant.
Listen to him on Triple M and Channel 7. He is just slotted in magnificently, Silk.
You never know where he is. He's living in Adelaide and Melbourne, and he flies up to Brisbane. He's just very quiet.
I saw him in the car park the other day.
I saw him yesterday.
He didn't say anything. Just walked straight past us. He's changed.
No, he's good with me.
He used to be very nice, but he's changed.
He's good with me, though. Maybe it's just you, Jazz.
Say sodas. You're keeping yourself busy because I've never seen a man do more. I mean, you obviously read the sport for Channel 7, but the emceeing and all sorts of stuff going on. The
weddings, funerals, bloody breakups.
Yeah. I'll tell you a little bit of extra, a little bit of time on the hand. I thought about maybe doing one of those little ceremony type courses where you can start running weddings and that sort of thing as well.
Yes. I'm doing that, Soda. I'm learning to be a marriage celebrant. Yeah.
Come on, really?
We could do it together.
Wow. How's it going? All right?
Yeah, almost finished. I have to conduct a mock ceremony. So if you know anybody that wants to get fake married, Bernie Jars, maybe.
No, actually, you could marry Jars and Bernie.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Very tight.
I'd actually I'll go through that.
Yeah.
I've got to say, when you do that, when you have those powers, could you be just at a pub one night and if two people meet and their eyes are crossed, they have a little daiquiri, get excited, could you marry someone on the spot?
You can't. In Australia, we have this thing that I learned in the course. You have to sign a month before that you intend to get married. So,
Vegas, you
can't just get married on a whim like that. Yeah.
Right. Well, I tell you what, there should be a little master ceremonies in divorce parties too, because listen, one in two end up in divorce anyway, don't they? I think we've all been around the block a bit.
Okay, we better move on.
Hey, how are our portraits coming along?
Yeah, what's going on? What's happening there? The latest?
You've gone quiet.
Now, this is very good. No, boys. This will be all up and running in August. I need to ask a question of you, Byrne. So what we're doing, of course, for childhood cancer is raising a ton of money by immortalising some great South Australian people, of which you three are involved.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. I need to ask one thing, Byrne, because like Jars, we know we'll have you immortalised in your crow's guernsey. Right? We might even stick the McGarrys around the neck from 87 to 97. We've got Bluey, you know, holding up the bat, looking like an absolute international star.
Yes. 99.
I've just got to ask Byrne.
Right.
Yes.
Byrne, are you wearing, when we immortalise you, are you a demon or are you a crow? Because you want to be an epic boast. We're not quite sure what to do with you.
It's a good question.
What do we do?
Any chance of answering it?
Stansbury cricket top, please.
No, Byrne.
Adelaide. Give me my Adelaide.
Are you Adelaide?
Give me my Adelaide. Number 17, thanks. That'd be good.
Right. Well, what was it? 129 in Adelaide and 100 in Melbourne.
Jeez, you're onto the stats. Right? You will two-timer. Fit in. Two-timer,
I've got to say, you got your name on the lockers at both clubs. Yes. I just thought because Jar will be in the Crows, I thought maybe Byrne in the Melbourne because it might get a few Melbourne people on board.
Oh, yes. I like it. And they're up and about too.
Yeah, they are. You couldn't split it, have half Adelaide, half Melbourne.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, not into that.
Okay, so give me Melbourne. Stuff the Crows. Melbourne are going to win another flag. Why did I choose Adelaide? They're going to be terrible for another 5 years. Melbourne could have five flags
Lock
in a row.
Lock him in for Melbourne Sodas, mate.
Melbourne.
Well done. Welcome to the team. Good calling on the weekend. And we'll any mistakes, listen to the Rush Hour on Monday, buddy.
I'm looking forward to it, boys. Very, very nice to have a quick little join of the team for the weekend. Well very done. Grateful. Thanks a lot, boys.
Great stuff. There is Mark Sodas from a ripping. Fella, beautiful.
The soda stream.
He'll be staying, don't worry.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You reckon this is a permanent?
This is something.
It's got a smell to it, hasn't it?
On. Okay. All right, I don't want to say too much, but something's going on.
Okay.
This is the Rush Hour.
And there's things going on here.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Vince's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
Hey, yeah, good. Soda's joining the Triple M footy team.
Yes.
God,
that's a good get.
But he said it's not permanent. It's just a once-off. Do you believe him?
No, I don't. Because he's in bed with Matty O'Reilly, our boss with hairy legs.
What are they doing in bed?
Who's not in there?
Crowded.
Let's start with people that aren't in bed with him.
What do you got for facts, young man?
Well, May 12, and it is... Today is officially the day Jars listens to my whole facts segment. Welcome to that day. Very special day to my heart.
Thank you, Bern.
Yeah, so a couple of birthdays on this day. Mm. If I said a shove it, a nollie and a heel flip, what am I talking about?
Skateboarding?
Skateboarding, Jars. Tony Hawk's birthday today.
And I didn't even cheat.
Well done.
Who the hell's Tony Hawk? He's obviously a skateboarder.
You are joking.
Who the hell is Tony Hawk?
Oh, sorry, I don't follow skateboarding.
I don't follow it either.
When's he's the biggest interview, mate, Tony Hawk.
My son introduced me to bloody Tony Hawk.
Pro skater.
He was the one that made skateboarding famous.
He invented the nollie and the shove.
If you got your head out of a golf bunker every now and then and just smelt the roses, you might know who they are.
Where do I watch Tony go about it?
Has he got videos?
YouTube.
He's an icon.
Yeah. Nah, he's pretty good. Right, look it up tonight.
Okay.
Hey, 1981, a birthday. If I said the name Rami Malek, you know that? Blue?
He did Queen.
Yeah.
Rami Malek.
You don't know any.
Oh, right.
He's Freddie Mercury. Jazz, you are sharp. Come on. Training's going to be elite tonight, and the rain's going to stay away for you. Even though you do your best work in the wet, don't you? Is that what you said?
Yeah, he's
a great
actor.
Let's play a bit of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Cricketer.
You're a legend, Fred.
We're all legends.
Darling.
That little piece from the movie.
Hello, darling.
We've all seen the movie. Yeah?
And he's in the latest James Bond movie with Daniel Craig.
How good, acting, you follow it a bit, but that was unbelievable how close he was. Very, very good.
I don't know what that's
This one's for you, Bluey. On this day, 1890, the first ever cricket county championship started.
Right.
Name the winner of the first one.
Oh, I'll go Middlesex.
No.
Gloucestershire
were runners up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yorkshire. Surrey?
Yorkshire.
Yeah, okay. What's your team?
Well, I played for a few. Yorkshire.
You played Kent. For them and you didn't even know they were the first one.
Well, how
No history.
That's another lifetime.
You're like Rockcliffe. You turned up in England and filled your pockets up.
Kent, Surrey.
You just got sacked from them all, did you?
Burden, you're going to be long.
Yeah, I am.
We've got to move on.
I am going to be a fair while, actually. Hey, on this day, 1967, Jimi Hendrix released Are You Experienced album, considered one of the most influential debut albums ever. Let's hear a bit. Look at Jazz going. Yeah, he loves it.
Foxy.
Hey, interesting one on this day. I'm going to come back to my last one in a sec. In 1978, the U.S. Commerce Department decided that hurricanes' names no longer can be named as female names.
No.
Or why? They can. Why? But they don't have to be female. They were all female.
Like Hurricane Lucy,
Hurricane
Mads, Hurricane
Abby.
They changed
it on this day.
Hurricane Catherine.
Because we're wild and fierce. Is that why?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just ran out of female names.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
No, one more. Got to go back to 1967.
You know something about hurricanes' names? They're done in alphabetical order. Did you know that?
No, that determines the timeline of when they, whatever they do, did.
Does it?
If I said a quadraphonic concert was held for the first time, what's that? What do you think, Jazz?
There were
a quadraphonic concert.
Yeah.
There were four artists. Yeah.
Quads four.
Yeah.
So that's
four artists.
In a dome.
Not a bad guess.
Yeah, in a dome.
Quadraphonic. <It's padded. laughs> The only dome in here is your head, mate. Yeah, and it's a chrome dome.
Hey,
surround sound is quadraphonic. So we're four audio channels in which speakers are positioned in four corners of a listening space. And the first people to do it, first band, were Pink Floyd.
How I wish you were here.
Yeah, good. Like it. Go, Josh. Take us out.
My soul's trembling in a fishbowl. Year after year.
See how it's surround sound, that?
See you tomorrow, love.
To see a chrome dome.
See you at Marion Hotel.